was younger, lived in Irondequoit and had all the stuff at the house, and when you are going through that, you don't quite think ahead, and you don't think about one day I'm going to have kids. And so I moved out of my house, moved in with my dad. Didn't really think about my stuff. My life was just turned upside down, and didn't really give a lot of attention to my baseball and football cards, my comic books, my G.I. Joe guys, all that kind of stuff. So I sent a message over to my stepmom a couple weeks ago. I'm like, hey, is there any chance there's like a Nick Save box? You know, one of those? And she's like, I looked through, I didn't see any of the stuff. She's like, talk to your sister. And I don't know if she has any of my stuff. So I was in the basement, and we were cleaning stuff up. I was telling you that a little bit this morning. And came across some, you know, cards from my grandparents again. And high school yearbook. And it found, remember those tapes? What was that tape place that we would send away for tapes? Mountain had a bunch of those. And preaching tapes. And I found an old preaching tape. It's from 1990. Well, old. It depends on who you are. 1996. It was teen night at First Bible Baptist Church. And the two preachers were Dominic Catrone and Nick Russo. And so I showed the kids. They're like, Dad, what is this? I'm like, this is a preaching message. They're like, well, what's on? How do we get it out? Like, they... They didn't even know how to open it, brother. They're like, do you have one of the machines that makes it work? I said, no, we don't. And just to keep that locked up, so no one can ever hear that. Dominic and I go a long ways back. And we used to, as seniors, we would have... I got one, brother. Thank you. I'm sorry. I was choking and... this was mornings, but it was good. I found my coffee from Friday and took a sip of that. That was good. Good coffee's good all the time. And Dominic and I used to teach during lunch. We would teach Bible study at our Christian school, and we were talking about it this morning. We taught the book of Revelation. What were we thinking? I don't know what we were thinking. Because I still don't, I wouldn't touch that book right now unless I studied a lot. But we thought we had it all wrapped up. We had it figured out when we were 17. And we enjoyed that. So again, Dominic and I go way back. And so it's fun to find those things. Pray for him. He had surgery on Friday. And he said it was painful. But just if you can keep Dominic and me soon in your prayers over the next few days. Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Psalm 100 and verse 4, it says, Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Lord, again, we thank you for the time to be able to come and worship and sing praises to you. And Lord, thank you for the youth choir practice. And Lord, it's just a blessing to hear the kids sing and those songs and remember the days of old. And Lord, I pray that service here tonight as we open up your word would again minister to us. Lord, that you'll do what no man can. And that you'd comfort us and strengthen us from your word. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I kind of work directly with the youth choir in that I pick out the songs. And Roger, how long have you been coming to Walker here?
6 years.
So there's a whole slew of youth choir songs he's never heard before. So a lot of people have remade them, but not like how we know them. So I got to go back into YouTube archives and find old New Manna stuff. Old school. A lot of hairspray. A lot of... The songs and we used to have those tapes, and man, we would play those things over and over again. And I can, when I'm listening, that, like, we're singing it, and I can still hear the people screaming in the back and stuff. But appreciate Roger just taking a hold of it and trying to make it work. Those singing those old songs are encouragement to my heart, and thankful for that. Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So because of our feeling towards God, our response towards God, it says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving. We approach him with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him. And then it tells us to do this, and bless his name. We ought to be vocal. I think it was Thursday. We preached chapel about being appreciative. The word appreciative means not only just feeling thanks, but expressing thankfulness. To be appreciative of somebody is to verbally or maybe somehow written to express the feeling of thanks. Yes, we are thankful to God, but we ought to let him know that we are thankful to God. It says, be thankful to him and bless his name. We ought to talk about those things. We ought to say praise the Lord. We ought to acknowledge that the good things in our life are because of God. It ought to be known. Hey, great job on that project that worked there. Hey, can I just tell you, I didn't know what to do, and I was praying and I was asking the Lord, and the Lord guided and directed me. Hey, that turned out great. You know what? I asked God and I asked him for some wisdom about that. Hey, thanks for the encouragement. You know what? I was praying that I could minister to you, and the Lord gave me the words to say. So praise the Lord. Hey, we got to be slow to take so much credit for what God is doing. We ought to bless his name a lot more. It says this, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The thing that worked in my generation is now the very thing that will work in Jacob's. Why? Because it's based on God, not me. This morning we talked about reasons to be thankful. You know what? I was going home and I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, man, I don't want you to think too much because it makes for bad preaching, but man, I just think the world of you guys. Are we perfect? Certainly not. But how you conduct yourself over and over again, not just to me, but to those that are around you, and how you handle yourself, and how you support the things of God, how you just spend and spend and spend yourself. I was just thinking, we just have thankful people, and it was a blessing to me. I don't ever want to lose that. So how do you keep a thankful heart? Because that's the impression I get. That you do enter his courts with praise. That you do bless his name. Every time someone gets up to sing, bless him, Lord. There we are in youth choir practice. I'm sitting, I thought of something, and if I don't say something when I think of it, I'll lose it. So while we were in youth choir practice, I had to talk to my sister for a second. And I'm back there and I'm talking to her, and I see Brother Sutliff just standing in the back, just vocalizing that he agreed with what was being sung. Hey, keep that. You're older than 25, is that correct? Yeah, don't lose that heart though. Don't lose that thankful heart. Don't trade that in. Don't get rid of that thing. So how do we keep a thankful heart? Because we know it's important. We know that perilous times will come, right? Aren't those the verses? That there's going to be a generation that is unthankful. Hey, you can say a lot about me, and probably all of it's true. But I don't ever want to be unthankful. I don't ever want to not be appreciative of the things that God has done in my life. And I want to be very quick to praise and bless his name. That the generation after will learn not because of my spoken words, but by my example. So how to keep a thankful heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. It will not be a long message tonight. Say, you're a liar. No. No. It is. I do have 5 points. But I think we'll get through them quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. I want you to... This is not a common verse that we go to a lot. So I want you to look at this for a second. There's a phrase in here that just like grabbed me. For who maketh thee to differ from another? God, right? Now look at this next question. And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? How to keep a humble heart or a thankful heart is to have a humble heart. How to keep a thankful heart about you is to ask yourself the question, quite honestly, what have I done to earn all this? I'll help you with the answer. Not much. It is the gift of God. The things that are in your life, your greatest accomplishments, are had because God had a hand in it. So when I keep myself humble, when I keep myself in check, and when I ask myself the question, and what hast thou that thou didst not receive, it just brings me low and thankful. I saw this really cute YouTube video. You know, sometimes people send me videos of things. Hey, check this out or watch this or read this book. And the book is like this thick. And it's like, probably not. Or they'll send me, hey, watch this video. And I click on it. I open it up and I see an hour and 40 minutes. And it's like, no. No, hour and 40 minutes is a long time to log. But someone sent me a video. Hey, watch this video. 3.5 minutes. Bingo. Perfect. That's my attention span. And this guy wakes up and he wakes up and he's in gift wrap. And he wakes up. He's like, huh? And he peels it off. And he's like, hey, I'm awake. And he looks over at his wife and his wife is wrapped in gift wrap. And he peels it off. He's like, hey, look at you. I love you. And then the two little kids come in and gift wrap. And he's like, what's going on? They're like, Dad. And you know, they're walking in. He's like, oh, this is great. He goes over to the light switch. It's wrapped in. And he's going up and down. Every time I do this, it's going off and on. He goes over to the water. Clean water. Showers. And he's... just the things that we have every single day. Gifts. You don't realize what you have. I said it this morning. You don't realize what you have till it's gone. We visited Mexico. Man, it's a pain not being able to drink water. Man, we went to Africa a couple times. You got to be careful there. My body's not set up for Africa. You got to be careful. Even Sam, you got to be careful with what you do. You could get really sick. I had lunch with Cameron and Dave, and they just got back with Lee. How long ago? A month or so? A little more than a month. And they were telling me stuff. Oh, man, Pastor Russo, I was hurting a little bit. Why? Because, well, not all places are like this. Not all places have electric. Not all places have clean water. Not all places have vehicles. And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Not much. Not much. The most valuable things in my life are the things that God gave me. The most valuable. Key to keeping a thankful heart, number one, is humility. All attributes that are wanted in Christ are gained and supported through humility. All attributes that are wanted in Christ are gained and supported through humility. Psalm 92. Point number one, humility. Point number two, Psalm 92. Psalm 92 and verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. How to keep a thankful heart? Keep a song in your heart. It says in Psalm 92, verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Singing praises unto the Lord is a good way to remind myself to be thankful unto God. We're getting ready for youth choir tonight, and we had a list of songs, and I was reading over them, and I was just reading over that song, The City of Refuge. Remember that song? And we practiced it tonight. We could have sung it tonight. Lee was here. He was on site. Maybe before we go, we'll sing. Would that be all right? All right. So we'll sing that song tonight. So be ready. Get your throat lozenges out. Start lubing up. But I was reading over that, and I get to the chorus, and one day I ran to that city of refuge. I read that song, and it touches my heart because I'm thankful that He let me in. And those songs, as we sing them, remind us of what God has done. Keeps me close to the Father. Because I'm singing praises, not about what I've done, but what God has done. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. You know, music is a powerful thing. Powerful. As Pastor always say, it's like a vehicle. It'll just get you wherever you're going faster. And if you want to do right and you want to serve the Lord and you want to please Him and you have a tender heart towards the things of God, you listen to the right music and it's going to get you there even faster. Now, if you listen to the wrong music, it'll take you away from good things really quick. But here we can get closer to the Father and we can keep that thankful heart by keeping right songs in our heart. Maybe at your house, you struggle with chores. Anybody struggle doing chores at your house? Nobody's going to admit it. Ava says yes. Thank you. Remember, what was it? Snow White. Whistle while you work. Why did they do that? To make it nice. I put the kids in the basement yesterday. And I'm like, all right, do not come up until you organize the toys. The 1.6 million Legos. Yeah. Crazy. Fix them. And I took a wireless speaker and I put it down there. What does that do? Man, it just gets you doing stuff. Won't a tender song of the things of God help me thank Him more? Keep a spiritual heart. When you're singing about what God has done, it just reminds us. All of the stuff we're talking about here, we know. We just need to be reminded of it. Constantly. You know, sometimes I get frustrated with my kids because, you know, I tell them once. And how many times does the Lord have to tell me things? Yeah. Not that it's okay to disobey. But how many times does God have to remind me, teach me the same lessons over and over again? Man, these good songs help me remember those things. Mrs. Parrott brought in a book of Frances Havergal's poems. Not the songs she wrote, but the poetry she wrote. Tremendous. Tender, tender heart towards the things of God. Keep the song in your heart. It'll keep you close to the Father. Next, Daniel chapter 2. Yesterday afternoon, I think it was the afternoon, sent out a text to our prayer list, those that are on the texting prayer line. And said, hey, if you have 15 minutes or so and you want to pray about services tonight, I said something like that, and pray for our bus ministry and junior church and take 15 minutes with your family. And was thinking about having everybody come here, and I thought, man, people got a crazy week this week, and The last thing they need is to be bitter against me coming in Sunday morning, making me, you made me come into church last night. Okay, all right. So just take 15 minutes and pray with your family. Hope that was a blessing to you. Anybody do that last night? All right, good. Thank you. And that makes a difference today. Certainly does. In all our hearts. But prayer. Prayer helps keeping a thankful heart. If we look at Daniel chapter 2 and verse 23. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and who has made me known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's manner. Here the Lord reveals things to Daniel. And Daniel just takes a minute and thanks God. Now through song, but through prayer. We could talk a lot about prayer, but I don't know how you pray. But in the book of Nehemiah, it lays out a kind of a pattern for prayer. One key aspect of prayer ought to be adoration. What is that? That's where I just exalt the Lord. I just tell God back to God who He is. I just remind the Lord of all the great things He's done. I just adore the Lord. And then I take some time and I confess my sins. Get clean. This is before I've even asked for anything. And then thirdly, we thank Him. In the book of Nehemiah, before he asks God for anything, he exalts His name, he confesses the sin of himself and the nation of Israel, then he just thanks Him for being Him. And then lastly, he makes supplication, he asks. Good pattern. And one of the things here in Daniel is, what does he do? He just thanks God. Thank you, God, for revealing this. Thank you, Lord. And we talked about that this morning, about how to keep a thankful, or one of the reasons of being thankful of all the things that God did. And then there was a great response at the altar, because why? We just want to come down and remind God that we are thankful for who He is. And here in Daniel, we see the same thing. Thank you for revealing these things. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for giving me might. Thank you for giving me wisdom. Thank you for all the things that have shown up at my doorstep. A main component to prayer is thanking God. When there is no prayer, there is no thanking God. So how do I keep a thankful heart? I don't want to lose that. Through humility, through a song, and through prayer. If you were to just take some time in your prayer life to just thank the Lord, we send those little thank you cards out. Those are nice. Ever get a thank you card? Anybody ever get a thank you card? Yes. Okay, good. When I do this kind of stuff and I ask you questions, it's helped keep you awake. It's like exercises and keeps you on board. That's nice, isn't it? You like those. I got a card in the mail this past week. That wasn't a credit card application. It wasn't junk mail. It wasn't a bill. It's just a nice card. That's happy. You don't think the Lord likes that? I remember sitting at the kitchen table as a little kid, writing thank yous to grandmas and grandpas and everybody. Why? Because my mom didn't want us to lose that thankful heart. When was the last time you thanked the Lord for what He did? Number 4, Proverbs chapter 27. Again, growing up in high school and from the tote of stuff I found. It's just kind of fresh in my mind. But I remember getting together with friends or whatever, and we would plan something, and pretty much the first question is, who's going to be there? Who's going? Is it just going to be you and me, or is there others? Who can make it? Why? Because doing stuff alone is no fun. Doing stuff with friends is great. So that's why we do stuff together, right? The fellowships are fun. We enjoy that. We enjoy having each other over our house. Because iron sharpeneth iron. In Proverbs 27:17. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So what does that have to do with being thankful? Because when you're around thankful people who appreciate things, you also will appreciate things. I don't know if you have a friend or someone that enjoys nature, but go for a walk with them. You'll see the world differently. Look at this. Isn't this beautiful? Look at the, it looks like a weed. And it's not a weed. This is a... whatever. Chicory. Be around people that are thankful. You want to be miserable? Be around someone that's unthankful. It's like a rash. It gets transferred and it's miserable. Nothing's ever good enough. Nothing's ever right. You're complaining about how long stoplights are. And all of a sudden you're complaining that your food is cold and you're not appreciating anything. Hey, find a friend that loves the Lord and is thankful for the blessings of God in their life. Friends will help you keep a thankful heart. Hey, young people, you find a friend that is just dying and waiting for the next thing to come out constantly, and the things that they have are never enough, eventually you'll take on to that attitude. Hey, find a friend that appreciates what it is that they have. My dad tells me all the time. Know what I got for Christmas? Yes. An apple and a stick. I remember. He tells me. We're thankful. Okay. Spend some time around people that are thankful. No, I don't like it. I don't like this. I don't like that. That's no good. Nothing like a good friend to set you straight, though. Hey, find a friend that can tell you the truth. Hey, Nick, that beard looks awful. You need to shave. All right, thank you. That's helpful. That outfit's no good. All right, thank you. Need help? We were driving in the car yesterday. I had Madison in there. Madison's learning how to drive, which is a great blessing. Where's Madison? Is she in over on this side? Your family's over here and you're on this side. Driving with Madison. Madison, if you need help driving, Madison's got it. She's nailed it. Pastor Russo, do you know you are doing a 40 and a 35? No, I was going so slow. Thank you. Nothing like some encouragement coming from the passenger seat. So we put her in the back. What's that dial up there? What's that mean? Oh, my soul. You need to be thankful, friends. Find a good friend that will encourage you in the Lord. You don't have to have 100 of them. Find 5. Find 3. They're going to pull you closer to God. To make you appreciate things. I was talking to Brother Rice, and there's guys out in the workplace that will encourage you to do wrong. Hey man, do this. Work for me. Yeah, but it's not right. Don't hang around those. Be someone that appreciates their home. Be around someone that appreciates their stuff. It'll help you. It'll help you enjoy life so much better. Because we do have a ton of stuff. A ton of blessings. We have no reason to be miserable. If we just stopped and thanked God for what He has done. So hang around people that are thankful. Try and make yourself a little more thankful. Say, why doesn't anyone ever want to be around me? Because you're grouchy. That's why. Because no one likes being around a grouch. People like being around those that are friendly and thankful. All right. Humility will keep a thankful heart. Keeping that song in your heart. Knowing how to pray. Having the right friends. And then lastly, 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And then we'll jump over to Psalm 37. Might even sneak into 1 Corinthians 15. And then we'll be done. 1 Timothy chapter 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. What helps keep a thankful heart is contentment. We mentioned it already, but the only person that can control contentment in your life is you. Appreciative. I'll warn you now, some parents, I told our young people to, or I encouraged our young people on Thursday to be thankful, to be appreciative. So you might be hearing things you've never heard before. I told the one boy, he said he was going to thank his mom for Thanksgiving dinner. I said, warn dad, because medical treatment may be necessary. But to be content. Is it enough? Is what you have enough? Look at Psalm 37 in verse 25. Psalm 37 in verse 25, it says, I have been young and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. No, we have enough. With food and raiment, therewith be content. And everything else is just extra. The Lord has never forsaken us. Some of you are older than I am. Some of you are younger than me. If you're younger than me, I'm here to tell you and testify that He is surely enough. If you're older than me, you're an example in proving to me that He is surely enough. Lastly, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, because He's won. He's defeated in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's all about the resurrection. He's defeated hell. He's defeated death. He's defeated sin. And He's won the victory already. I'm on the winning side. I can be thankful. I know how it goes. I know how it ends. And we win. We might lose some battles along the way, but we'll always win the war. So don't be discouraged. Right prevails. Keep thankfulness before you. Some keys to keeping a thankful heart. Humility, a song, prayer, good friends, and contentment. Let's have our youth choir come back up. Mr. Lee, can you come sing?